Hello out there. Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. Healing and resilience can come in many forms for veterans dealing with physical and psychological and emotional challenges from trauma incurred in combat or from other reasons. Today's guest is going to teach us how equine therapy can establish a strong foundation for healing and growth. We'll hear how the connection between horses and humans is making a difference in the lives of our veterans and families. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans and service members and families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of the military community and their families always. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. If you've ever listened to us before, I always say we love them too. Today we're going to talk about equine therapy and how it's changing the lives of our veterans and families. And I'm excited, I'm motivated. I'm pumped up to introduce Katie Fallon, Executive Director of Bridal Path, an equine assisted therapy organization that provides authentic connections in partnership with horses. Katie, welcome so much to the show. We're glad to have you here.
It is my pleasure. It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
Boy, they started out right. It's your pleasure. It's an honor. I feel really we ought to cut right now. Hey, we got a lot to talk about. Before we do that, Katie, tell the audience just a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. So I've been involved with horses for many years, although I will say, you know, thinking about this idea of your next mission, where I am now is not where I started. My background is in international relations, and I worked for many years in a downtown office job, you know, back in the days of the power suit, the shoulder pads and everything, in case you were wondering. and I enjoyed that. That's what I was trained for. And then I have two adult children. My younger child was born with some special needs, some medical fragility. And when that took place, I found that I had to really reorient myself completely. Not only did I have to care for her, but I had to find my place in a new context that I was really not familiar with. So there was this process of who am I without the title, without the structure and the routine that I had had in my previous career. That was confusing, and it was kind of disorienting, and it was humbling. But I will say that I've been involved now in equine assisted services for over 20 years. And while I would not necessarily have volunteered and raised my hand to be in this, to have a child with special needs and to experience these changes, This transition has involved so many unexpected gifts in the form of fulfilling work and remarkable people and really meaningful relationships along the way.
I also have a son with special needs, and I remember one time I was down in my dumps and things just wasn't going right, and this guy came up to me and says, you know, special people have special children. Mm-hmm. And I thought, and that was just a great thing. That was the right thing to say to me at the time. It really, you know, made me feel good. So, yeah, you're obviously a very special person. Katie, tell us a little bit about Bridal Path, when it was founded, you know, what's the mission?
Sure. Bridal Path is an equine assisted services organization. We were founded in April of 2012. So this is our, 13 years?
You've been around a while.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah. That, that was taxing. Our range of equine assisted services includes adaptive riding, where we're teaching riding skills adapted to the needs of the rider, whatever that may be, whether it's physical or cognitive or emotional, psychosocial needs, things like that. We offer equine assisted learning, where folks learn about themselves and their relationships in partnership with horses. And we offer equine assisted psychotherapy, where I, as a credentialed equine specialist, partner with a licensed mental health professional to work with folks on challenges that they're grappling with in their lives. We offer all of those services to our military community. And I would just add that it's our mission to provide strength, support, and healing to individuals and families with physical and cognitive behavioral needs through safe, effective, and high-quality equine-assisted services. The area that we've really developed a niche in is serving those with invisible injuries, the people who other people look at and they say, what's the matter with you? You look fine, and you feel anything but fine. So that's to say people with anxiety, with depression, with traumatic brain injuries, with experiences of trauma, military sexual trauma, moral injury, self-harm, suicidal ideation, across the board, all age ranges, substance use disorders, that type of thing.
Yeah. What kind of certification did you have to get to do this kind of work?
Yeah. I'm glad you asked that, because it's an important part of the scope and the nature of the work. So, I'm sort of a professional student, so I have a variety of different credentials. Yeah, I'm never going to learn, I don't think. I am certified by the Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship International as an advanced level certified therapeutic riding instructor, as a PATH certified equine specialist in mental health and learning. I am also certified by EGALA, which is PATH and EGALA are national, international organizations that oversee different aspects of equine assisted services. So EGALA is the Equine Assisted Growth and Learning Association. I am an equine specialist certified by EGALA. More recently, I have received a credential in equine facilitated learning from the HERD Institute, which stands for Human Equine Relational Development. And I also serve on the faculty of that organization, offering practicums on site, trainings for folks who are seeking that credential.
Is there a lot of people like you that have the same type of certification? I mean, is there a big group of people that have the same kind of skills that you have?
The different certifications are relevant for different types of services. So, for example, the adaptive riding work that we do is primarily the PATH credential, the Certified Therapeutic Riding Instructor. The equine-assisted learning, equine-assisted psychotherapy falls more into the EGALA realm or the HERD Institute realm, and there are probably more folks who are certified and have PATH credentials than have some of the other credentials. Although to be perfectly honest, I'm not sure what the numbers are off the top of my head, but it is the certifications are such an incredibly important part of the scope and the efficacy, the ethics of what we're doing, beneficially so. There's a lot of interest in equine assisted services. There's also a lot of confusion because it's a relatively new modality, right? So there's a tendency to, in some cases, lump any interaction with a horse under the heading of equine therapy. And I think it's important from the standpoint of emotional safety, physical safety, and scope of what we're doing, to distinguish between things that are therapeutic in nature, things like adaptive riding or therapeutic riding, and things that are properly considered therapy. And, you know, the therapy is the province of the folks who have lots of letters after their names. The, you know, the mental health people, the physical therapists, the occupational therapists, the speech therapists, things like that.
Yeah, you just mentioned it just a minute ago, but you said during our prep call how important it was to provide, you know, a safe place physically and emotionally for those people coming through the program. Would you talk a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. And the horses are just brilliant at providing folks with a safe space that is physically safe and emotionally safe. They meet people where they are. And I'm happy to talk a little more about, if that would be helpful, the nature.
No, you told me this. You told me a story on the when they had the prep call about the horse that came up and bumped his. Yeah, go and tell the story. I think it's important.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, sure. So the horses are going to meet people where they are. And it's, you know, it's easy to talk about this and it's hard to explain, but we've seen over and over again, there was not too long ago in December, there was a gentleman who came out to the farm, had not been there before, overcame, frankly, quite a few obstacles to get there, including a great distance and confused directions and not knowing any of us previously. But we were doing some observations and just spending time with the horses at liberty, meaning they were moving around the space without any equipment on them, which is intentional. So the horses can make the choices they need to make. And so he watched, there were two horses in there, and one of them, he watched, moved around the perimeter of the space. And he said, "Oh, that's me. I do that at home. I'm the one who's up at midnight, checking things out, making sure that my family is safe. I have to do that." And then he watched the horse come to a standstill in the corner with his tail to the wall. And he said, "Oh, yeah, totally got it." He stopped there because he can see everything from there. That provides some safety. And then he disclosed, after making those observations, he shared that he, in addition to what we knew about the challenges he'd overcome to come out to our farm, he said that he said, "I almost never leave my house. My PTSD is such that I can't do that. I do most of my services, my medical appointments online, things like that." And he said, "Actually, in the month of December, I don't leave my room at all." He made a general reference to the fact that a trauma that he had experienced happened in December at some point. And as he shared that, this horse that had been standing in the center, or in the corner, excuse me, gradually walked around to him and put his nose in the gentleman's chest. And he started to, it's this horse here.
Yeah.
the man, the myth, the legend over there. And it's fascinating because it's a horse that is very expressive and can be very wary of new people because of his experiences. You know, in his experience, as far as I know, people have not been uniformly great to him. So his general tendency is to give people the Heisman. So it's quite striking when this horse, and we see it over and over again with our military folks. He gets them and they get him. And this gentleman just said, "I'm going to bring my family back and I'm going to be back."
Yeah. Well, Katie, so my next question is, why do horses seem so uniquely qualified to offer that, you know, that kind of support to our veterans and the family? I mean, that's, you know, that's really pretty cool. I mean, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, we know generally that working with animals is helpful. We were talking a little bit before we started about animals generally are a lot less complicated than people.
You know, it's, no, there's no question about that.
Yeah, they say what they mean and they mean what they say and that sort of thing. But there are two distinct features about horses that often people are surprised to learn, but that make them very unique. And the first is the fact that they are prey animals, which we don't think about because they're so big. I mean, this guy here in the picture is probably 1,500 pounds. But because they are prey animals, they are hardwired to seek safety. They achieve safety primarily by moving at various speeds, depending on their perception of the threat. They are exquisitely attuned to their environments and to intentions, because they have to know, as a matter of survival, whether the silly example I often give is as a matter of instinct, and we're talking about instincts that have developed over, you know, innumerable years. They have to know whether that mountain lion that's in the grass is crouching and waiting to pounce, or whether it's just eaten a deer and is in a food coma. You know, that's survival. So they are constantly aware, using their senses to evaluate their environments. And we talk about this a lot when folks come out to the farm. Because they are prey animals, they are very much in the here and now. And we know, very broadly speaking, that anxiety is about what may happen that we can't control, and depression is about what has happened that we can't change. And sort of the alternative to either of those circumstances is presence. So that's where the horses give us the opportunity to really come as we are and be who we are. What that means in practice, and this is something that's hard for people, because often folks have been given certain do's and don'ts about what to do, what not to do with the horses and things like that. Mm-hmm. But what we talk a lot about is the fact that when we engage with the horses, it works best when we can let it be whatever it is. That is to say, whereas with people, it's easy or expected or required to say or do one thing and feel something else for a variety of reasons. We don't want to anger or disappoint somebody, for example. With horses, it's pretty much the converse, the complete converse. We can be angry. We can be joyful. We can be grieving. We can be fearful. We can be anxious. That makes sense to the horse. We can let ourselves be congruent. Our insides are matching our outsides. And that's a rare gift. There are very few other circumstances where we can do that. The other important part about horses is that they are herd animals, and the herd gives them two things. It gives them safety, because somebody's always got their six, and it gives them companionship. So we know that they are inherently relational beings. We know that a lot of difficult things that people experience, a lot of traumas, happen in a relational context, and we can address those things in a very powerful way in the context of a non-judgmental relationship with a horse.
Wow. Katie, this is your calling, no question. I'm glad you're doing this job, because you're helping so many people. This is so interesting. Katie, we need to take a quick break, but when we come back, let's dive into specifics about equine physical therapy program and Bridle Path. So stay right there. I know you're not going to go anywhere, but stay there. I'm going to be right back, okay?
Great.
This is Your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. If you enjoyed the discussion, and I know that you are, because we're talking about something that helps our veterans and families survive in life, it's so important for all of us. Please like us, click on that subscribe button below, and be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Katie Fallon, Executive Director of Bridle Path. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning to get rid of, or some property you don't plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate. Click on the vehicle donation button or the home donation button to support our work. We would really appreciate your support. Katie, you've had, I guess it was over 100 veterans come through the program at Bridal Path, which is remarkable in itself. Please tell us about, you know, some of the specific programs and really how's it going?
Sure. I mentioned earlier that we serve veterans and service members and their families and across the range of services that we offer. One of the things we're especially proud of, though, is a curriculum that we've developed called Making the Connection, that is about folks making the connection with horses, connecting to themselves, and then in partnership with the horses, connecting to others in a way that can be a lot more fraught sometimes. So our Making the Connection program has been funded by, we're currently working on our fourth VA Adaptive Sports Grant to provide equine therapy. So it's an equine-assisted psychotherapy program. And as you mentioned, we've served well over 100 veterans through this program alone. We've expanded and contracted it a bit over time. It's the grant-funded incarnation of it is an eight-week series where veteran service members come and that we encourage everyone to be there for the entirety of the series because it's cumulative. And we're talking about things like observation, being in the here and now. We talk about communication, particularly nonverbal communication, how we're understanding and responding to what's being communicated. We discuss boundaries and safety and flexibility in relationship to boundaries. We talk about belonging and fit and what it means to belong and be part of something bigger than yourself. We talk about how we maintain communication, stay connected when things are changing around us. Then we talk about collaboration and then integration and moving forward, because certainly we think that whatever folks do when they come out to work with the horses is great, but in a lot of cases where the rubber meets the road is how people take this forward and operationalize it in other contexts. But our goal is that the people who come through, the veterans and service members, have the experience of post-traumatic growth and achieve some psychological flexibility over the course of their time with us and with the horses. What we found in the evidence we've gathered over the past couple of years is we've seen a clinically significant reduction in PTSD symptoms among veterans who have participated in these programs. And we also see an increase in psychological flexibility, which is an important indicator of mental health and well-being.
Yeah. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, I had PTSD coming out of Vietnam years ago, and I never went to a doctor, and I had anger issues, and I did, you know, for about 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. I really struggled there a little bit. But I think the key to me was to talk to people about it. I just tell people my story. I just kept telling my story, just kept telling my story. And I think, you know, for me personally now, I was able to work through a lot of issues. Right. But I think about it, I think most people, they just don't talk about it. And I think when they have they come out and see the horses and work with you, I think it's just a way for them to release those kind of issues they have. And it's good. One other question I want to ask before we go on to another question is, do you have a lot of people that come back, like they come through the program, then they come back again and sort of, you know, just visiting or go through the
most
program
definitely.
Again?
Yeah, we, and I will just touch on to your point about, you know, kind of processing things. What happens in working with the horses, and again, because so much of the trauma that folks experience is nonverbal in nature, like there are no words for it sometimes. So we can help our participants to achieve better nervous system regulation. When you've experienced trauma, often you can get stuck in this fight, flight, freeze, fawn, these sympathetic nervous system responses.
Yeah.
Bathe our systems in stress hormones that are necessary in order to protect us, right? So the cortisol, the adrenaline, all those things that prepare us to fight or flee, for example. With the horses, we can create a different baseline. We can help folks to activate their parasympathetic responses, which we see with the horses all the time. The horses can go here, they can come back down. So we can, as we can notice things without reacting to them, we can introduce a pause, help people to respond rather than react. Then achieving in that process better nervous system regulation. So rather than these spikes, we see something more along these lines. And we can normalize a lot of things because the sympathetic nervous system responses are not wrong. They are important. Thank God both the people and the horses did what they did to stay safe. And we have no business taking any of that away unless and until we have something else that they can count on to take care of themselves. So I just wanted to, that's an important part of the working with the horses that that really supports that. And to your question, we have lots of veterans who come back and we welcome that because we think one of the hugest indicators of healing is feeling like you have something to give to somebody else. So we have, I just hired a guy who has been through our program and he's tremendous. He's our facilities manager and he's keeping me in line. I can tell you that. he's a Marine and he's just on it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. But they come back and they, veterans act as mentors. They come back and they bring their families. They come for one-time visits. They come for series. They come for half-day things. Lots of different things, and it's a huge compliment. We veterans over and over again, they'll come back and they say, "I am really feeling up today. I'm really feeling anxious. I'm feeling like I don't want to leave my house. Can I come out to the farm?"
Yeah,
and we tell that's the best time to come. Because they said, we know we can let it be what it is when we come out. And we're going to find community there and we belong there.
Yeah. You were just talking a minute ago about highs and lows. And I imagine that a lot of them come and maybe where they have lows.
Yeah.
Where they just need to come back and get the, you know, sort of rehabilitated, I guess, or go back and
sure.
Get around horses for a little bit of therapy and stuff like that.
Yep.
This is, again, I'll probably say it all the way through the show. Thank you for what you're doing. You're making a tremendous difference in the lives of so many people, and it's so important that for the people that are listening. One of the good things about this, just to let you know that there's always somebody out there that wants to help you. They want to do something for you, and horses are really good mentors, good coaches, good teachers, and they don't even say anything to you, which is unbelievable. Hey, we need to take another quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the success stories, which I know you've already told me one, but I know that you got a lot of them. So stay right there. We're going to be right back. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Katie Fallon, Executive Director of Bridal Pass. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, if I've said many times on the show, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Katie, Please share some of the success stories you've seen in Bridal Pass and describe the changes, though, that you know, that people have gone through this therapy, and the things we talked about just a few minutes ago about you know, the changes of people when they do come back. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, in addition to the, you know, the evidence that we've gathered regarding the effects, we hear it and see it over and over again, the changes that people experience. So, and one of the things that's been funded by our current VA Adaptive Sports Grant is alumni groups, where veterans who have been through one of our 8-week series will come back and we'll check in and we'll see, we'll reconnect. What does this look like? What are you experiencing? And there was one particular group that came back and it was extremely striking. We asked them, what brought you back? And they talked about being with other veterans, and they talked about reconnecting with the horses and finding a place of calm and things of that nature. And then we invited them in the space with the horses to create a representation of it, because a lot of this is metaphorical work. Create a representation. What does this look like for you? How have you been able to connect with the horses in a way that helps you connect to yourself and connect to others? And what they, I wish I had taken a photo of it, what they created, this group of 6 or 8 veterans, was a path that at the beginning was very, very narrow. And they said at the beginning, we didn't trust anybody. We only came here because the VA staff told us we should do this and it would be a good thing. So we got on the bus and we
We do what they told us to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever it takes. And then they opened it up, and they were using poles to show this. And then they opened it up a little bit, and they threw a bunch of stuff in the middle of the arena. Like, I have these weird foam dice and things like this. But they said, in the middle, it's chaotic. It gets a little crazy. And then they opened it up even further and created this space where they said, now we can come back and we can connect to other people. We don't have to isolate. We don't have to, you know, we can be who we are. And it was fascinating because what happened is that the horses that were in the space, there was one who was standing at the gate while this was happening. And 2-1, the veterans experienced that as he was like the sentry. He was protecting. He was just standing there. He wasn't doing anything, but he was at the entrance. And then there was another horse that was just down there that represented the space of connecting to others. And as they processed this, this horse came and put his head on the shoulder of a Vietnam era vet who had been there. I mean, it's just profound. And we, you know, we had another situation where a gentleman who had, he's come for off and on for a number of years, both himself and with his family. And when he came back for an alumni visit, he said, this is sacred ground. He said, the reason we come back here is, he said, this is, because there are people like this, because there are places like this, this is what we fought for. This is why we joined the military, because there are people who care. There's a place that's healing, that we can just do our best thinking about things, and things make more sense.
Yeah. You know, as you're talking all talking and telling me about this stuff, I was thinking about all the people that you probably saved from taking their life by suicide. Has anybody ever come and talked to you about, you know, this particular person was going to take their life, and because of what you're currently doing, it saved his life?
Yeah, we've heard that anecdotally in a number of cases. And we 2-1, we tell people, and we have to be mindful of, you know, how acute those circumstances are, because physical and emotional safety is the critical thing. But we tell people over and over again, it's when you're feeling like that, that you can come. You no questions asked. You come and you be with us, and it can be whatever it needs to be. And lots of people take us up on that. There's a gentleman who just went back into the domiciliary to Cat 5, and he told me, I mean, he's been coming back. He comes back and volunteers. He brings his family, and he said, I'm going to be here all weekend because I need to be here before I go back inpatient. So that's brilliant. Nothing better.
Do families get involved?
Yes. Yes. We believe very firmly that it's critical to serve families, because when one member of a family serves in the military, every other member of the family serves in their own way. And there are needs that we can address very powerfully. So we've hosted one-day family visits in partnership with other local veteran service organizations, nonprofits. We have offered psychotherapy series, and we just think that's critical. The challenge with that, of course, is that the funding is not as consistently available for families, particularly because we're drawing from a variety of different states, not only Virginia, Northern Virginia, but DC and West Virginia and Maryland. And so we do a lot of private fundraising to support that, because we just think that's non-negotiable. We have to support the whole family.
Do you charge the service member or family anything when they come to your program?
We provide all these services at no cost to our military, because we couldn't be more grateful for everything that you all do for us. And that's, it's just the right thing to do.
Okay. Last question there, because this is such an interesting, do you have civilians that come to your programs too? A lot of civilians, non-military, come into the program?
We do. We do. Yeah. We offer all this, the same range of services to children, to adults, to at-risk youth, teenagers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for kids, it'd be really good. And I guess the last question I get out, because there's so, again, so many, do they intertwine with each other? I mean, do the kids and the veterans and the, you know, everybody that comes out, they're just sort of working together, or they're isolated by their side? How does that work?
It depends on the service. For the psychotherapy services, we're keeping that confidential. We're keeping that, you know, private, as it should be. But we do have, in a volunteer capacity, absolutely. So we will have veterans or military family members who will come and volunteer with our adaptive riding lessons, for example. And we have members of the community who have volunteered through these groups, our psychotherapy groups for veterans. So there is overlap in that respect. It tends to happen more in a volunteer situation than in a, just because of the nature of the work that we're doing, more in a volunteer capacity than in a service delivery context.
Yeah. Do you have a website, a phone number, or if you want to get more information, or maybe give a donation or something, where do you go?
What's for sure. Our website is www.bridalpaths, and I will spell it just because sometimes it gets confused with wedding. It's spelled bridlepathsva.org. And you can find us on social media. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Our phone number is 571-216-9089.
Well, this is, first of all, Kate, I almost wish it wouldn't quit, because I enjoyed just listening to you talking there. And this has been a great discussion. And again, I want to tell you before we wrap it up here, thank you so much for what you're doing. You're changing the lives of, you're changing the lives and saving the lives of so many. And I certainly appreciate that, or we certainly appreciate that. This, do you have any final thoughts, anything that maybe we talked about, do you want to reemphasize and that you want to share with the audience?
I would just, in summary, it is a privilege to do this work. And I tell every group that comes in, we as a staff and volunteers and the horses, it's our favorite thing to do, to work with our military community, because you all are as real as it gets. And that makes sense to the horses, and that makes sense to the people. There's no pretending. There's no, it just makes sense. And it's one of the greatest privileges of my life to have the opportunity to do this work. And I'm very thankful for the opportunity to share this with you and with your listeners, because I think it matters.
You're a very special person, and I certainly appreciate what you're doing. You're changing the lives, and you're doing something that a lot of people don't have any earthly idea about. So thank you so much for just coming on the show today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm very grateful for your time and the opportunity.
God bless. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks again to Katie Fallon for being with us today. I'm Jack Altulli, 12th Sergeant Major in the Army. You've been enjoying Your Next Mission Video podcast. And thank you for joining us today. Log on to our website at yournextmission.org, and always say, leave me a review. Hopefully it's a good review. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and Upline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job in real time. You can follow me on my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Katie for joining us. And I'm going to tell you, this is I've loved all the shows that we've done, but this is about saving the lives of our veterans, about saving those people that struggle so much and going and getting around horses and therapy and equine therapy and all that other stuff. You know, when I first heard that, I thought that's probably not much, but it is something. It's something that saves the lives or changes the lives of men and women that have struggled so much for so long. Men and women that are willing to die for the freedom of our country. And Katie is changing the lives and making their lives better and better each and every day. So thanks for watching, and thanks to New Mind Studios. And of course, our New Mind Studios, and of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.